All right, here we go in 3, 2, 1.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast. Sports Medicine Products, Revolutionary, Useful, and Just Cool, number 189. This is your host, Tiana Molina.
And I am Jeremy Jackson. We are joined on Skype this week with Greg Evans. He is an athletic trainer, used to work at Wheaton, and now he is working for School Health. He is running the sports medicine side of the School Health Sports Medicine Products. And so he's a great guy to look out for athletic trainers because he finds products we need, and then he's also obviously has an idea of what we need there. And then he's also has a vested interest in athletic trainers and sports medicine as a company. So it's great to have Greg as a acquaintance, as a friend, and then also as a guest here on the podcast. Like I said a second ago, I am Jeremy Jackson. Sitting right beside me is
Yvette,
Joshua,
Jasmine,
Cooper.
There we go. We have about 6 or 7 people live. So, guys, welcome to the live show. Again, if you have comments there, type them so Jasmine can put them up there and I can see them. And then we'll be able to ask your questions to Greg or throw out your opinions of these products. All right. So, like I said earlier, using hashtag TheSMB, you can join the conversation. SportsMedicineBroadcast.com, where almost every single Wednesday there is a live broadcast. Without much further ado, Yvette is going to ask Greg a starting question.
Please tell us your background in athletic training.
Well, I've been an athletic trainer for about 20 years, and I actually started when I was a high school student. So I was a sophomore, or actually a freshman year in between, went to athletic training camp that Kramer used to sponsor way back in the day. So I call myself a Kramer kid, So did athletic training camps during the summers when I was in high school, really decided that that's something I'd want to do. So I went to college for it. And then for the 20 years that I was in the field, I was a high school teacher in El Paso, Texas for a year. And then spent 3 years at a small college in Kansas. And then for 15 years, I was at Wheaton College as the head athletic trainer there. And then last fall, a year ago, I came to School Health to be the product manager for sports medicine here at School Health.
All right, so 15 years at Wheaton, a year. How long did you stay in Kansas?
I was 3 years in Kansas.
3 years, and then 1 year here in El Paso.
Yeah.
So, all right, quite a journey there.
Yeah.
What are some of the new products you like?
Well, you know, it's hard for me to choose because I kind of like them all. There's many things out there that I think are fun and exciting for sports medicine. I'd say the one that I like the best is the Leatherman Raptor, and which is a multi-tool that was developed by the best term that I have is called tactical EMS people. Leatherman did a really good job about finding those people that work in the EMS, emergency medical systems, and what sort of products they need. And so they came up with this tool that's a fold-up set of scissors that has multiple purposes on it. And we can use it in many ways to adapt to sports medicine. And so although maybe sports medicine wasn't on their mind when they developed this product, it fits our field very, very well.
All right, so I know when you came down here and met with me that you showed me those scissors, and then the price at that point was like close to $100. I think it was $99, and now if I look in the School Health catalog, it's $79 when I looked at it today. Why was there the price drop on the Raptor scissors?
You know, I think when I was showing them to you last year, this was a new product. We hadn't even loaded them yet. And so we just found that the price range is around it's actually $70, around $70, $80. And that's about the same price that they're sold everywhere, you know, whether you buy it from us or Amazon or even Dick's Sporting Goods or something like that. So.
All right. So just the same, just the price from Leatherman came down.
Yeah.
All right. So what's some of the feedback you've gotten from people using those Raptor scissors so far?
Well, they like them because they're very versatile. You can do lots of things with them. So you can cut heavy-duty stuff with it to really fine cutting that you'd maybe do with some kinesiology tape. And then they actually have a little hook on them, a hook cutter that's designed to be like a belt cutter for EMS, but it's the most perfect tape cutter. And so they like the idea. With the feedback I've gotten is that one tool you carry that is actually a pair of scissors, but a pair of tape cutters. There's also a ring cutter if you ever have to cut somebody's ring off. And so it's just pretty versatile, all those different things. And then also just, for lack of a better term, it looks cool. It's kind of something fun, cool to put on your fanny pack or to put on yourself that is pretty exciting to use.
All right. As you're talking about the tape cutter, I saw a picture a while back. Somebody kind of split the skin open on their ankle using like a normal Sharks or tape cutter. Have you heard anything about like that at all, about the tape cutter there on those Raptor scissors?
No. Hopefully it doesn't happen. But no, I haven't heard of anybody cutting their skin with this thing. I actually find that I think the cutters that actually do the pulling action, like a hook pulling down, is a little bit safer than the ones that you are pushing with, like the traditional Shark or Zip Cuts or anything else like that. Mm-hmm. Those are good products, don't get me wrong, but I've started using more of the hook type, even myself, in the last few years.
Gotcha. It seems like you might have a little bit more control if you're pulling rather than pushing, but I don't know. I guess it all depends.
So, right.
All right. What else on... We'll go through and talk about some of the products that I like, but what are...
Sure.
You talked about the Raptor scissors. What's something else that you really like?
Oh, well, I always think of... I was looking for products. What did I use every day? And so, you know, one thing that I used a lot of were TheraBands. And so I never knew whether I wanted to use a TheraTube or a TheraBand. And so, you know, different uses for different things and having to tie knots in them. And TheraBand, the company, came out with a whole new system that's called the CLX. And what it is it's a thinner, like thinner wide-wise as far as a TheraBand would be, but it's got continuous loops throughout the whole band. And so you don't have to tie knots in bands anymore. You'd have to tie a knot in a band or in a TheraTube to attach it to a door or to put it around a joint or anything. Well, with these continuous loops, you don't have to tie knots in it. And there's all sorts of different things you can do with the different types of therapy with it. And it's TheraBand, so it has all of the different thicknesses or colors that you would have for gradient levels of increasing resistance. And so I think that's a pretty exciting product that TheraBand came out with that I think that will really change a lot how we use TheraBands, TheraTubes in the future. So that would be one that I think has been pretty exciting to show and to even see in use. Some other ones, I like as well is, it's not in our catalog, but it is on our website. One thing that I used a lot of is tactical bags. And one company that we partnered up with is a company called 511 Tactical. And they're really well known in the EMS and law enforcement setting, but they have some bags that are used for like sling bags and shoulder bags that have really multiple compartments and all sorts of different things that really work well for sports medicine. So that was a new line that we added this summer that we had some really good traction with. We showed it at NATA, a lot of people liked it. And that's a product that we're hoping to expand a lot more on and find some variety uses for it.
All right, so the tactical bag, that's the one that kind of goes around your waist and straps to your thigh?
Well, there's a Kramer bag that's called the tactical. And that's not exactly what I'm talking about. That is a good bag. It's actually on our website. It's actually, if you even go to sportshealth.com, there's a rolling marquee at the top of these different banners, and there's one that highlights these bags. But it's more like the sling bags that you would wear that you maybe see from Mueller or from Kramer, but this one's from 511. But it's got all sorts of different compartments, and it has loops on the outside of the bag that you can attach other smaller pieces on. So like you can put a holder for gloves, or you can put a thing that holds gauze pads, or you can put even some of these scissors. They come with a special type of a holster that can connect onto those. So it's pretty exciting that you can customize your bag any way you want it.
All right, so Melissa, can you, on a different tab, go to schoolhealth.com and then type in tactical bags, and then I'm going to have you drag that over so you can see. All right, so...
Have her go to sportshealth.com.
Sportshealth.com.
Yeah.
And then you'll drag that over, and we'll be able to see, and I can show you guys what we're talking about. So Cooper, Tiana, Daniela, anybody else? Have y'all worn the shoulder sling bag? Yes. Yes. All right. So would you want to wear, let me see, she'll have to pull it up in a second, a bag that, like, it's like a belt, but then it straps on your leg. You know how you see like a gun holster on the leg? Would you think you would want to wear something like that? Or would you rather wear the sling bag over your back? Just as student athletic trainers. Maybe you need to see it.
I gotta see it.
Did you find it, Melissa? Melissa? Find it? And the tactical bags. No, I know this isn't exactly what you're talking about. There's the brand name tactical, but
yeah,
I was just curious if you guys would wear that. So in the live stream, if you've used the Raptors or any of the tactical bags, they're like comment in there, and I'll try and get Jasmine to put that up there so I can see it. Well, the one I was talking about was the Kramer tactical kit.
Yes, yeah, it's called the tactical bag.
Tactical
Kramer.
Bag. All right, yeah, so the tactical. Drag it over to the screen. It doesn't want to work. Schoolhealth.com? No.
Or go to sportshealth.com. No break. Just sportshealth.com.
Sports Health. All right. So as they're looking up that, we're trying to pull it up. So and then Nick has it up on his phone, the Kramer tactical one. Maybe Nick, you can put it in front of one of those cameras and Jasmine can switch. Put it in front of that little white camera. Let's see if this will work. All right. So... we getting anybody in there talking about whether they've used the Raptor scissors, Jasmine?
No, neither.
Anybody in there commenting about the things we talked about?
The white camera.
It's the one over there. It's all right. It's okay.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, over there on the other side. The one that faces Jasmine. All right. So as they're trying to get this thing working here, Jasmine, switch to the one that says Buddy Cam, the one that shows the phone right now, and see what it does. All right, a little closer, Jasmine. A little closer, Juanita. Closer, 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 closer. So most of the athletic trainers, professional athletic trainers, have probably seen this as we look through the catalog. But just in case you haven't, again, it's more or less. Is that more or less what I described?
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you think you would want to wear that on the field instead of the shoulder sling kit?
Uh-uh.
Okay. I was just wondering. You think you might, Daniela?
No, because
like, what if
when
it just
run to
slips down?
I don't know. I'm very curious as well. I think I might want to try that.
It seems uncomfortable.
Like, you just have it on your leg.
That's what I was thinking. But I know some people that like it. So, all right. So we're gonna go ahead and move on from there. Let me see. I think Tiana's got a question for you, and then we're gonna try and go through some of the list that I have.
Okay.
Sure.
What are some products you would like to see?
Some products that I would like to see? That's a good thing. I'd like to see about some emergency kits that fit on the sidelines that you can carry all your equipment in one bag. All your splints. There's more fold-up backboards that are more compact. I'd like to, I just know that when I was working as an athletic trainer, I was always looking for how can I pack the best and have everything that I need without having really big bulky items. So I'm looking for more compactable type products and then how we can, package them and have them convenient to travel with, but also, hold the items that we absolutely need on the field.
So on that note, how many people actually carry backboards with them? Because we probably 3 years ago, stopped carrying it even to our varsity football games. That's really the only one that we take anything other than our just our regular med bag. Because here at Pasadena, Pasadena ISD, we always have an EMS at the game. Right. And so, therefore, it's completely irrelevant because we're not going to use ours and then transfer them to theirs or send ours to the hospital whenever they already have it. So we just don't even take that anymore. Are you finding schools don't use that anymore?
Well, I think part of it is some schools take them out to the practices in fields. And then I know that the NATA, there's talk about changing. There's a presentation done this summer even about how do we package the athlete before EMS arrives and whether we remove the equipment from them and have them packaged so that they're already on a backboard with all their equipment off before they get there. And so I think more schools might be looking for a backboard so that they can have that ready rather than not waiting for EMS to arrive with a backboard. But you're right, for games, you know, hopefully they're on site and they already have the equipment and not to transfer that equipment. But you know, I just think every school has a different needs and different capabilities as far as EMS being available or not.
Yeah, again, I speak from my experience, and that's all here in the city of Houston, you know, either at Fort Ben Bush or Pasadena High School, and so that's what I can speak from. But I know, like, when I'm looking on Twitter or on the Facebook group, that there's some of them that are very rural, that they don't have EMS at the game, so, yeah.
I knew or they're delayed, or you don't know what condition their equipment's going to be in once they get there.
Yeah. So I know Ben... I'm almost certain it was Ben. I was reading it kind of quick in the chat room, was saying that he's used the shoulder bags and never had a lot of success with them. So maybe Ben should try out the tactical bag. And is that something y'all normally, the leg strap tactical bag, is that something y'all normally carry at shows?
You know, we have it. I think it's a great bag to show. But, you know, I've only been here for a year myself, so I only know what's been put in front of me there. I think Kramer's had some relatively good success with it. So, you know, I think sling bags, I feel like I'm getting more and more requests for sling bags than I am traditional fanny packs or anything else like that. So I think it's kind of the trend that we're kind of following.
Gotcha. All right, so we'll go ahead and start hitting up this list. I haven't had the chance to put this group of kids through the Polar Life Bot, but my students last year, because we got it right, like I think in May, you sent it to me last year to test out. And, you know, we did the video where we filled it up and we tested it out, and it was still when Polar Life Pod was brand new. They didn't even actually have instructions in the bag whenever I opened up the bag. And so I was emailing back and forth with the guys there on Polar Life Pod about how to use it or the best ways to use it. And so we ended up making that video, and at one point you can see where the thermometer that they include in it shows that the water that I'm laying is 34.5 degrees. So I think if it's done correctly, if you have it ready, if you have the stuff set up, then the Polar Life Pod is a really, really good way to do the cold water immersion. Because I've been in it, it's cold, it works. And if they dump the ice water in quickly, then I think it's a really good product. And as you and I were talking about yesterday, if you have to have a big 300-gallon tub for a player to sit in, then you have to have that in only one spot. You have to drag the athlete over to there. It has to be filled, you know, half filled with water and then dumped and drained every day. And it just seems a lot more difficult, whereas I can have 6 10-gallon coolers or 5 10-gallon coolers full of ice water each day sitting on a cart with that Polar Life Pod bag ready to grab and go to whatever field or whatever place we need. So,
yeah. No, I think it's a great product for, especially there's several states that have, I don't know if they're total mandates, but definitely recommendations that there is an immersion appliance close by for heat stress protocols. And so, you know, so they've been looking at kiddie pools, they've been looking at, you know, the Rubbermaid 300-gallon tanks, those sorts of things. The thing that I think is great about this Polar Life Pod is that it fits into the size of a normal, you know, maybe elongated gym bag. It's no bigger than your Splint kit, and it's on your sideline, and you know, for a game or practices, you're going to have coolers of ice and everything available anyway. So if you need it, you can just unzip it, throw your athlete in there, and it's ready to go with whether, you know, at any moment. So more compactability and easy to use.
All right. I definitely agree. I like that. And hopefully we don't ever have to use the Polar Life Pod again, heat emergency, but hopefully at the beginning of next year, I can have my kids get in it just to kind of train them so they all know what to expect and things like that. So
sure.
All right. Jason wanted to make a comment here. Jason England, thanks for joining us. Traveling for football often requires you to take several items. What is the best system or product for traveling? So there you go. He said trunk, or what have you found is the best for traveling? All right. So Jason, on that, are you traveling long distances? Because we travel about 10 minutes to the stadium, or at most 45 minutes to the opposing team stadium. You know, unless there's crazy traffic, but it's, you know, 30 to 45 minute drive. So I know, talking to Mike Hopper, they travel hours because he's at a private school here in Texas. Mm-hmm. And so there's a big, big difference. So go ahead and answer that, Greg, and we'll see if Jason comments there about kind of the distance that he's having to travel. So thoughts on the best trunk system?
Well, obviously, I think you always start with your kit. So you have your athletic training kit that you stock the items you need to take care of everything on the field. And then you have your secondary packing supplies that you would take. You know, for me, when I did my traveling, it was always you're traveling to another location to tape and get your team ready to go. And so, you know, using a series of trunks or bags to hold your taping supplies, I always tried to keep it different. That I had my athletic training kit for just my on-the-field emergency care sort of things. And then I had my travel kits that I carried, my taping supplies, even modalities or things that I need to do so that I can create like a portable athletic training room wherever I go, whether it's in a hotel room or in an adjacent locker room of a school in a visiting situation. So there are some trunks out there that I think are great for that situation, that you can just load up all your taping supplies and you just open it up and you virtually have a small athletic training room. That's one thing I'm probably thinking that I'd like to look at for the future, is more of some compact type of boxes that you can basically put a whole taping station in a box, and that you just put it in front of a taping table and you have everything you need in it. So that, you know, that person has all their supplies, and then they could throw all those boxes into one bag that's nice and organized so that you can travel with. So I think it's obviously to your taste and how you need to travel and how many athletes you're going to have to take care of, is how big case that you need to get.
Okay. So the Kramer Tough Tech backpack that you sent me to kind of test out, mm-hmm. and it takes some getting used to. What kind of kit did you normally take with you when you went with football or baseball or one of those sports there at Wheaton? What did you normally take with you?
Well, you know, when I first, earlier in my career, I kind of developed that, I guess, as I went. I used to carry, I thought, I'm working with football, so I need a really big kit. And I used to carry a med pack, or, you know, the largest size they had, like I think a 5800. I got to remember the sizing. And then I just realized that, you know, during the course of practices and games, I was only using a quarter of the things that were in that kit. And then I would always switch. If I was working basketball, I'd switch to a smaller size, like the 2500 size. And then so I just started using that same kit for football, basketball, baseball, whatever I did, because I just had my normal go-to supplies. But again, I had enough supplies in there to tape several ankles and all my bandaging and so forth with that. But for football, I would pack, you know, individual boxes that, as I said, like a taping station. And at that the Tough Tech backpack that's in the you tested out, one thing that I like about it is you can have your normal athletic training supplies maybe on the top, but they have that bottom section that kind of zips out that can be like your portable taping station. You know, that's designed so that you can set that up, tape all of your athletes at the pre you know, pregame, and then you have your regular kit that you work out of for all the other supplies.
All right. So, like you said, I was used to carrying the, I don't know if it was the biggest med pack, but it was a med pack kit, a one shoulder. It's got the hard bottom, and you know, it works well. It does, does its job well, and it's been here longer than I've been here, and this is my 9th year here, and I've been using it ever since I got here. So obviously it holds up. It's doing a good job. But the thing is, it's always cumbersome to carry, especially, right. And so, you know, you always have to keep one hand on it, and you have to keep adjusting it and moving it. And so that's why I really like the backpack idea and the concept. You know, and I talked to some people that have the ones with wheels, the luggage thing. And, you know, if you're going across grass, those wheels get stuck and get muddy, or you end up carrying it. And so I really like the concept of the backpack. But like I was telling you yesterday, you got to shift your mind frame from packing a kit that is always upright to a kit that may be on its side or on its back or or whatever.
Right.
And again, if there's not too much that you have to carry that's liquid, then it shouldn't matter.
You know, obviously picking a kit is just personal preference. You know, I when I was at Wheaton, I had three assistants, and I think we all had different needs and wants. I had one that she loved having a wheeled large kit, and she packed everything in there that she could think of. And that was what she needed or wanted, and that's how she functioned well. Whereas I had one that he just wanted to work out of a fanny pack and never really even wanted to take a kit. So I think it's you kind of get in your groove and you find the right product and the right device that's going to fit the needs of how you operate as an athletic trainer, and also fits the needs of the team that you're working with. So that's one of the mindsets I have to get out of as well as being a product manager, is I can think of all the things that I liked and want, and that's what we're going to do. But I just realized that there's other people with different ideas and different tastes, and trying to listen to those and find products to meet those needs.
All right, Jasmine, can you go ahead and show that again? There was a question from Ben in the chat room.
So Benjamin Bowles?
Bowles, yeah.
Bowles. Benjamin Bowles asks, what is the best emergency oxygen unit that high schools can use in the athletic training room or travel with?
Well, we carry a couple different versions. You know, just the cylinder tanks out there. So, you know, it depends on your training and how comfortable you feel about having oxygen and administering oxygen. There's a new device out there that I think is pretty exciting that we carry that's called OxySure, and it is it doesn't take compressed oxygen. Basically, what it has is two canisters that have, and I don't know the exact chemical makeups in it, but basically when you activate it, it mixes these chemicals and it produces pure oxygen. And so you don't have to worry about a tank and whether it's full or not. It just basically, but it's a one-time use. You still keep the outer part of the machine, and then you just replace the canisters in it. I think that's pretty exciting. But, you know, I think just the small cylinder tanks is pretty, I think, fairly good for what you need it for that emergency situation. You know, I myself personally wasn't really big on having oxygen for, you know, somebody who feels winded and they just want to feel like they're getting a better boost for athletic activity. But I was thinking that I always wanted to have oxygen for that person who is in an emergency situation to assist in the care that we give. So the ones that I think is pretty good is we have a product that's called the adjustable flow, and there's like different sizes of it, but I'd say I'd go for the compact version, just that you can easily travel with it instead of it carrying a big, large tank with you.
All right, so Ben, hopefully that answers your question there. What did you say the name of that small one that mixes the air again?
It's called OxySure.
OxySure.
Sure. It's a portable emergency oxygen system. And it's about the size of an AED.
All right, very cool. I've never once used oxygen, but mostly probably because we don't have it here. It's not something we really carry on the sidelines, so.
Well, again, it's part of what your training is. And then I think for some of those schools that are in a rural area, there's one thing that, you know, they most likely will have an ambulance on their fields for games, but all the countless practices and so forth, and you have an athlete that goes unconscious or has a breathing emergency, it would be good to have a backup oxygen system to help you out.
All right. So one of the things that is new in your catalog, Melissa, if you'll drag that video over, it's the Gatorade wand, the powder drink. It doesn't have to be Gatorade. It can be Powerade.
It's called the mixing wand.
The mixing wand. And so it's if you search on YouTube's Gatorade mixing wand school health, then you'll find it. It's the one that you see a Gatorade cooler on. So Melissa, did you pull that over? So she's going to pull that over. And then Greg, why don't you go ahead and while we're showing that video, just go ahead and talk about the Gatorade mixing wand.
Well, it's not even the Gatorade mixing wand. It's just the mixing wand.
Sorry.
It's all right. No problem. We'd love for Gatorade to buy it and sell it themselves. So, but right now it's our products. basically what this is it's a pipe that has a specialized mixing valve at the bottom of it. And so you basically put a hose at the end of it, you put it into your cooler, you add the powder, and as the water fills, it goes through this wand, it goes through this special valve, and as this valve goes under the water, it pulls the water around it, and so it mixes as it fills. And so it pulls the surrounding materials around and pushes it into the stream of water as it goes. And so basically how it's designed to work is that when you put the powder in and you add the water, you can use this wand, you can stir it up a little bit, but once it's, you know, you get the sludge off the bottom, as it fills, it's constantly mixing as it's filling. And so you're getting a combination of mixing and filling at the same time. And when you're done, you'll find that the powder is completely mixed. You'll have less and less sludge at the bottom of your coolers after you've probably seen it 100 times. You think you've mixed it really well by stirring it. And then when you go to dump out the cooler, you have that, you know, quarter inch sludge of Gatorade powder mix or whatever powder you'd use. This one helps eliminate a lot of that. And also I liked it is I actually used this. I got my father-in-law sold these valves. And so he gave me one years ago. I made one just to use in my training room every day. And what we would do is, you'd put the powder in and we just put the wand in, we'd stir it a little bit and then we could walk away and fill up stuff and come back and turn it off just in time. And we'd have very well mixed Gatorade or Power Mix, whatever we wanted to do it with. And so when I came aboard here, we decided to see about making this as a regular product. And I think we've had some pretty good results with that.
All right. So yeah, I was about to kind of play it up and say, man, whoever made this must have been really genius. And man, I'd like to meet whoever met that. But then you already told him that you made it. So.
Gotcha. I'm sorry.
Way to spoil my fun there, Greg.
Yeah, I got you there.
All right, and I'm going to go ahead and make a prediction that the price is going to be lowering. So I think it's only for the people that listen to the Sports Medicine broadcast that in the near future, the mixing wand price will be lowering. So just look for it to be lowering just as a result of the Sports Medicine broadcast.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Now, you know, it's one of those things that we introduced this product. It was brand new to us, brand new to everything. And we knew that we could always lower the price. We didn't know what to price it at. We realized I think we priced it a little bit too high. So we're going to try to bring it down significantly.
All right. And last one I want to talk about before the students have to leave, then we're going to just do a few more, is the single leg crutch. So the single leg crutch, we talked a bit about this. I'm interested in it because we have three different sizes. Now here at Pasadena, a largely Hispanic population, we have a lot of people that are right around the 5 foot range.
Right.
So we have to have crutches that go, you know, from 4'6" to 5'2" or whatever it is. And then we have to have the next size and then the next size, because we do have some people that are above 6 foot. So we have to have three different sets. And so that's one thing I'm really interested in is minimizing the amount of storage we have to use for crutches. Sure.
So, no, these are great crutches. They were introduced to me last fall. It's actually called a single tube crutch. So they're a set of crutches. So it's not just one crutch. It's two crutches. And the thing that I love about it is it's universal that you can go as short as 4'6", all the way up to somebody who's 6'6". And so you don't have to have a set of shorts. You don't have a set of talls. You can just have one crutch. And then also these were originally designed to be bariatric, so they can hold up to 400 pounds. And so, you know, I'm sure in the high school setting you maybe don't have these, but I remember being in college. You get some big guys out there that you need some pretty heavy duty crutches for, and these work out really well. And then the other thing that's really nice about these crutches is that they can come apart very easily. So you can take the legs out and take the arm part of it, and they all fit next to each other, that they will fit inside. If you carry the Kramer vacuum splints and it comes in that nice red bag, these crutches will fit inside of there. And so imagine going out on the field and you have a set of crutches that go with you everywhere. And the other thing that's great about these is the price. These cost less than the traditional crutches aluminum crutches that you would normally buy. So I think you'd eliminate how many sets of pairs you'd have to go finding, and it's a very well priced.
All right, so you've used them, right?
You know what? I haven't in the field myself, but I've talked to many people who are using them now, and they love them. They like the ergonomic features on it that maybe looks different from a normal traditional pair of crutches. But they just like the versatility and how it adjusts and works with multiple athletes.
All right, so do you have any input feedback about the bottoms? Because we wear out the bottoms a lot, you know, right. Kids wearing them, or the tops wearing out. Do you have any input or feedback about those?
Well, I have heard that, crutch tips always wear out, and it just depends on how people are using the crutches and how often. So, we carry the replaceable crutch tips. And so I would say just make sure that the person using them are using them properly. And you're just checking on the wear and tear of the crutch tips. That's the key thing about it.
All right. So I just switched seats. Greg, you can still hear me?
Yeah, I can see you.
Can
hear you.
Can you hear me well?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you fine.
So I just got to get a little closer. All right, so what other products did you have there on your list that would you like to discuss?
Well, I don't know how much people are into soft tissue work. I especially in the latter years, I started doing a little bit more massage, deep tissue work. And so one thing that we were always looking at is, a good massage cream to use. And we used a certain brand that it was always kind of hard to get. You had to order either from them or you had to pay higher prices getting it from other places, but it was the norm. And then also one thing we noticed when we were using it was one day one of my athletes started breaking out and found out they had a nut allergy. And we find out that this main common brand that's out there contained nuts. It had almond oil in it. And so when we asked them to send us the nut-free version, it wasn't as thick, it wasn't as good as the regular version. And so when I got here, I was, looking at adding more and products. And so we came across Bon Vital, which is this, they've been in the massage industry for years, but that they've just been bought out or they've been acquired by the same company that Kramer, that owns Kramer and TheraBand and so forth. And the thing about it is their massage cream is just as good. But the main thing that I say about it is that they contain no nut oils. So you don't have to buy one that's nut free or not. If you just buy the Bon Vital, you don't have to worry about the nut allergy people. But it's the same viscosity as the popular brands out there. And it's a good massage cream. Either the all-purpose or the deep tissue, whatever you like to use. And I know that a lot of people, some are hands-on, some are hands-off. But that was an area that we did. We go through a lot of massage cream, so I thought that was a good product.
All right, so to go back to Jason England earlier, asked about the travel trunks, and he said they can travel up to 2 hours on charter buses, and they pack a standalone trailer that follows a team. So that contains all the football team supplies and not the athletic training supplies. So traveling up to 2 hours on a charter bus, any change in opinion there as far as travel trunks?
Well, no, there's a small split-top travel trunk that they fit. They're designed to fit underneath a normal charter bus. So those work out really well. You can just wheel those around, open those up, it's a great product, especially for creating a portable athletic training room.
All right. And then one of the things that I see is really big and really common right now is the KT tape. And Rob was in here and talking about how he's been using it for a couple of years, the Kinesio tape, whichever brand it is that you decide to use. And we were just discussing that on Monday in one of our staff development things, that, you know, it's really good for swelling and it's also really good for like proprioception feedback.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But he said he's had a lot of positive results with knee pain and helping just alleviate pain. And I know you guys have a lot of different cuts and specific types of kinesio tape there. So talk about some of the reason that you selected some of those that you have.
Well, you know, kind of one of the interesting things that I did come across is I have a lot of different companies come to me and show me products that they would like to get into our catalog and so forth. And I think probably the one that I get a call on almost every once a month is somebody showing me a new kinesiology tape. And so there's many out there. And we actually carry about 7 or 8 different brands or different types ourselves. But the thing that's, I think, getting better about kinesiology tapes is that they're becoming more affordable. I did a lot of kinesiology taping back in the day, and I found when I first got into it about, 7 or 8 years ago, that it was pretty expensive to do it. But now, Mueller and Kramer both have their own brands of tape. The Kramer is actually called the TheraBand kinesiology tape, which I think it makes it a little bit more affordable. And then also they started making it a little bit more user-friendly as far as like pre-cut. They have some pre-cut shapes and things like that. And so I think that makes it a little bit better, easier to use. I think there's many different types out there. I think you choose one that fits your budget best, but also fits your need and your expertise in it. The brands that's what we were looking at and what we're going to carry is it affordable that it's going to be cost effective for athletic trainers to use? And then also, is it easy to understand, to apply and use? So that's what we try to offer as far as in our kinesiology line.
All right. So in the catalog, I was looking and there's this thing called a foot gym.
Oh, yeah.
Have you used that?
Well, I played with it. They sent me a sample of it, and I think of all the exercise rehab programs, especially with putting a towel on the ground and having an athlete do toe scrunches to try to to work on some flexion extension and really work on ankle rehab. Whereas this gym really kind of puts it in such a way that you can maybe demonstrate it better and also have a little bit better results with it with that type of exercise. And so, I like that the foot gym, that not only does it have different types of banding that you can do different levels of resistance, but also you can have a stretch factor in there. It's got it looks like a 35 degree tilt into it. And then also it has a hard roller in there that if you want to do some plantar fascia work, you can do that. So with this one device, you can do multiple things with, treating an ankle or in foot injuries.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to see that, check it out, because, one of the things that our coach wants the players taped, which, there's argument there. Well, why are you letting the coach tell you what to do? Well, I'm not really, but he's paying for the tape, so my kids need to learn how to tape. That's fine. But if we're gonna go through that time, use our time and our talents and our money, then I want them to at least be benefiting, so we require them to do prehab. So like, you know, right. calf raises, balancing, band work. And so I'm wondering if something like that would work in that situation, or is that the ankle board or whatever it is I just said, I can't remember, the foot gym.
The foot gym,
it,
yeah.
Would that be best for like initial treatment or what? Because I can't picture all of it just by looking in the catalog.
Right. Well, you know, I think this is one of those devices that once you get it and you start applying it to the different needs that you have, you'll find that you can use it in so many different ways that we couldn't even list or describe that's in our catalog. I think it would be harder to maybe to buy these for the masses. You know, if you have a team of 20 guys that you need to get in to do some therapy and treatment on all on a regular basis, you're going to probably need to buy multiple ones. And so if that's cost effective for you, great, go ahead and do so. But I see this being more of, this is a modality or a therapeutic tool that you keep in your athletic training room that you would use and part of your rehabilitation programs that you do would be bringing back somebody that you're treating for an ankle sprain or plantar fasciitis or any other type of lower foot problems.
All right. Matt in the chat room, Matt Babisek says, he said, you got the 511 tactical gear. How do you think those compare to the Kramer or Mueller pack? And I'm interested in this too, because I know that Mueller just partnered with Merit and they have a lifetime warranty guarantee on their kits. And so obviously that's like, oh, well, if I buy that one, then I can, if I ever tear it up, I could just send it right back and get a new one. So it seems well worth an investment to me for the Mueller. But your thoughts on the 511 tactical gear versus the other companies?
Well, you know, I think all the companies have great bags to choose from. And so I know Mueller just came out with the new Hero line, which they connected with Merit. I think it's a combination of Mueller technology and some Merit technology put together. You know, for me, I like the 511 bags because there is a long, I don't believe it's a lot. Lifetime, but there is a strong warranty on it as far as its construction. And also, these bags were designed for EMS and tactical law enforcement that they're like us. They're going to beat things up and be rugged with them and throw these around. And so they're stitched really well and they're made for the long haul. And for the same price range, I even think that maybe even the construction or the durability is a little bit stronger in these there. And then also the versatility of really making it what you want it by adding the different things you want to it, make it that much, a little bit more appealing.
All right. So hopefully that answers your question there, Matt. That's everything I had on my list. Now, what are some of the things that have changed since you have come on board there at School Health? So what are some other ways that they've improved or whatever?
Well, you know, I'm the first product manager they've had for sports medicine that comes from the sports medicine background. I think, you know, I was a School Health customer for years before I took this job. So, and I don't believe they've done a bad job before that. I've been a happy customer with them. But I think the fact that they brought me on and they're encouraging me to find products and find sales initiatives that are beneficial to athletic trainers, that's our goal. So we want to be a company that is, you know, not to sound cheesy or anything, but by athletic trainers for athletic trainers. And so my goal is that as I continue to work here and work with the team that's working with me, as far as our graphic design team and even our sales force, that when you guys, when athletic trainers look at our catalog, they'll go, wow, they get me. They get what I need and what I want. And then also there's different sales initiatives that fit to the right time of year for the right types of products I'm looking for at that time. And so I've been getting a lot of support from my superiors and the staffs around me to go down that road and to find out those products and develop a product line that answers to those needs.
All right. So besides starting a podcast and you know, partnering with School Health, kind of like what I did, what can an athletic trainer do if they want to sample some of this stuff? So what are some tips that you have for the best way for them to get some free samples or just test this stuff out?
Right. Well, you know, my first thing is find out who your sales rep is. If you contact us, we can either through our website or even calling our customer service, we can direct you to who your area rep is. There's we have national sales territory managers throughout the country. And then also we have some inside salespeople that you can talk to and call that you talk to the same person every time. And if there's like a particular ankle brace you want to try out and see, we can make arrangements to get you an ankle brace or a product to try out. Now, there are certain things that, we can't just give everything away. And sometimes what we'll even do is like, all right, if you want to, we can invoice you for the product. You try it, you don't like it, you just send it back and we'll cancel the invoice. There's different ways to do that. But I think for some of the smaller items, and especially if we're looking at a possibility of a team sale, sampling a brace, that's really not a hard thing for us to do.
All right, so if they're going to have this conversation, they're going to call you, not call you, they're going to call the, mm-hmm. what did you say, the customer service line.
Right.
Just give me your best sales pitch, or how do they best have this conversation? Because a lot of us aren't used to asking for things. We just kind of take things, for what they are.
Right. Well, I'll tell you from my perspective, from being a customer, athletic trainer, and then now being on this side, what we'd hope that we get from our customers and so forth, is that, we don't want to give samples just because it'd be kind of cool for you to have one. We would like to, the whole purpose of sampling is hopefully for completing and creating a sale. And so if there's that possibility, then I think, we're pretty good about being generous about doing that. For an example, you have a coach that says that you need your athletes either need to be taped or braced. Maybe you need to find a brace that's going to work best that you can buy at a reasonable price, but in bulk. But you want to test it out. You don't want to just buy 50 braces immediately and do it. But we could easily send you like two braces, have an athlete wear them for a couple of days, and then have you examine them and see them. And then maybe you make your decision that way. Or maybe make an appointment with a rep to come in and show you the different braces, maybe get you a sample of the type of brace you want to try out. And then that could lead to the possibility of a sale. But if we understand too that sometimes you might try something and nope, that's not what you liked. That's not meeting the mark. Well, then of course we can, if it's small enough that you probably would just move on, or maybe just have you send it back, and then we want to find the right product for you.
All right. So if I'm understanding this correctly, then have a plan. Don't just say, hey, can you send me some free stuff just so I can have free stuff? But say, hey, I need some braces. I don't know which ones. I like the. Looking at it, I like these three. Can you send me these three so I can test them out and pick one of them out and then buy, 10, 20, 30, 40, whatever it is. So just having a plan of how you're going to implement that thing. So
right. Absolutely. I think that's very, very sound.
Okay. All right. So do you have any other topics that you, I mean, any other products you really wanted to mention before we close it out?
Well, I'll put on my salesman hat. Right now, we have trimester focuses in which every 4 months we try to put products on promotion that we try to get a sales incentive on and so forth. So this trimester that we just launched at the beginning of the month has been on bracing and some protective devices. And so we have some really good opportunities that if you going into basketball season, and you have to brace maybe some of your basketball teams, or you can't tape everybody, so you need to put some teams in braces. We have a buy five, get one free, and that's both with Kramer, Mueller, and McDavid, different ankle braces. And so again, if you're looking forward to do protective bracing for a team, this is a good time to try to maybe get a brace, get a good sales price on a brace, and maybe stock up that you could either sell to your individual athletes or have your coach buy in for the team or something like that. This is a good time for it. And the other thing that we're really trying to focus on a little bit more is some of the padding. We are in partnership with Econoline Padding, And so all the different types of foam padding. And so just taking some opportunities to look at that. And then the last thing is splinting materials, the materials that kind of like the orthoplast products that in the past that you heat it up and you can mold it and make your own types of custom splints. Well, we have a new product line from a company called Orfit, in which they have some really good products that can allow you to be more creative in that way. So something to think about and look at that's out there.
All right, so since we're already talking about school health, it'd be a perfect time. If you want to join the email list at sportsmedicinebroadcast.com on the right-hand side there, join the email list, and then I'll email out the code for the month so you can enter the giveaway at sportshealth.com/SMB. So on sportshealth.com/SMB, you enter the code and you can be entered to win a gift card each month from School Health. And then at the after you hit submit there, that also gives you a coupon code. So you can use that coupon code to save on top of your buy five, get one free braces for your upcoming basketball season. And if you're not sure which brace you want, then have a plan how you're going to use it, implement it, call your regional rep or find out who your regional rep is, contact them and say, hey, I'd like to try out these three for basketball, or I've got some braces in mind for basketball, what are your thoughts? And then go from there, start building the relationship, figure out what you want to do, and don't expect something for free, but have a plan of how y'all can work together as a team going forward in the future. So sportshealth.com/SMB, you can enter the giveaway to win a gift card each month. Definitely check it out. I'm super thankful for the partnership we've got here with School Health going on. They've sent me a couple of things to test out, and I'm really enjoying having the opportunity to test things out and give some feedback and talk to other people, because I know that there's been several people on Twitter asking me about what I think about the backpack or what I think about that. And it's been a really cool opportunity, and I know that coming up in March, we're going to have a pretty big episode. We're still in the works there, but Greg's already said he's going to have some things to give away, be part of the NATA month and the episode 200, so definitely check that out. So, Greg, again, what's the best way to get a hold of you or Sports Health?
Well, going to our website, sportshealth.com, or you can call our 800 number, which is 866-323-5465. So 866-323-5465. That'll lead to our customer care, and just state whatever your needs are, and they can help direct you to whatever you need. They can take an order, or they can help direct you to somebody that can maybe give you some more information. And if you want to talk to me, the product manager, they can connect you to me as well.
All right, so that's Greg Evans there, in case you need to talk to him. And I didn't say the code earlier, but the code for October, so for those of you that are listening right now, live, the code for October is Gideon, G-I-D-E-O-N, which is my third son. So we have three boys, Jonah, Samuel, and Gideon, G-I-D-E-O-N. And then my beautiful wife, as her name is Sarah, so she's for November. And then December, when this one is actually going to be released, because we have to spread them out so that I can make number 200 in March, F-O-O-B-A-G, Foobag. It's a really cool product. Keeps your kit out of the rain and also helps protect it from the UV rays if it's sitting out in the sun all day, keep the colors from fading and things like that. So I like the Foobag. We have a couple of them. It's great for things like the AED as well. But Foobag is the December code, Sarah, S-A-R-A, with an H on the end, Sarah, and then Gideon. So Gideon's October, Sarah's November, Foobag is December. If you're going to enter the giveaway there on sportshealth.com and get some of your free prizes. Obviously, sportsmedicinebroadcast.com. Almost every single Wednesday, you got the schedule that's up there. You can check that out. We have next week, we should be talking about the catastrophic injury. We're going to check going back to that, and we're going to have an action plan ready. And then, obviously, if you want to get a hold of me, there's contact information there on sportsmedicinebroadcast.com. Most of the time you're going to find me on Twitter is PHS Sports Med. That's where I like to be because I like to be short and simple. So PHS Sports Med. Yes, there's two S's on Twitter. So for Jeremy, Sports Medicine One, kids that left a while ago, Greg, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
That's a wrap.